الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So today, alhamdulillah, we continue with a series of the Quranic du'as that were mentioned in the Quran. And we said that there are about 50 du'as were mentioned in the Quran. And these du'as have such an important station just because Allah has selected these 50 du'as from the time of Prophet Adam all the way to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and until the Day of Judgment. These du'as are preserved in the holy book of the Quran. So these du'as are very important, very special du'as. And most of them, du'as of prophets. So today there is another du'a that we're going to be discussing, as you see in the screen. It is the du'a of Prophet. Prophet who, by the way? Zakariya, Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam. But before I speak about this du'a, now the question. Question is, what was the du'a that I mentioned last time? And I would love to see new people, inshallah. Come over. Bismillah. Yes, come over here.
وقل ربي ادخلني مدخل صدق واخرجني مخرج صدق واجعلني من لدنك وليا نصيرا واجعلني من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا.
ما شاء الله تكبير. Stay. I have to give you two more questions. You're not going to get the gift that easy. Okay. Now the question is, where this ayah is it is stated in the Quran?
When the Prophet was being...
Which surah is this?
Oh, Isra.
Surah Al-Isra, that's true. What Sidq means?
Truth.
That's right. This guy got all the answers right, mashallah. So, should I ask him one more question? No? No? Okay, I'll ask you one more question. Sultana means what?
Authority.
Authority, mashallah. This guy deserves the gifts, inshallah. Takbir. Bismillah. Jazakallah khair. What's your name?
Ali.
Ali, mashallah, Ali. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and make you among those who grow up to be beacons of light, inshallah ta'ala. Say ameen. Mashallah. Tayyib. To make it short, this dua is a beautiful dua of Prophet Zakariya for some reasons that I'm going to mention today, inshallah ta'ala. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, this dua has its magic. First, we want to learn why Prophet Zakariya made this dua from first place. Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam was aqir, was infertile, and his wife was infertile as well. They cannot have kids for so many years. Some narrations say that he was about 90 years old and he couldn't have kids. And so he decided to continue to make this tremendous dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah to give him a child. He did not get tired of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over and over about having a child. And then he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Maryam, he said, Rabbi, inni wahana al-azmu minni. Oh Allah, I'm getting tired. I'm getting sick. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. And my hair is becoming gray now. I'm getting very older and sick. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّ شَقِيَّ. And I never got tired of asking you over and over to give me that child. فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ. Oh Allah, give me a wali. Give me a child who can carry my name, who can actually carry my da'wah, who can actually be a prophet after me, to keep this lineage, the lineage of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And so this is a unique situation in the Quran, because Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam كما قال الإمام الطبري. إمام الطبري said that his wife, Prophet Zechariah's wife, her name was Isha. And Isha has a sister. Her sister is Hannah. So Imam al-Tabari said that Hannah, the sister of the wife of Prophet Zechariah, she actually was struggling with the same thing. And then finally, she got a child. And that child was who? Was Maryam alayhi salam. So, you know, for those who cannot have kids, it is very painful seeing people around you, family members, that they actually having children. And especially those who were struggling with the same situation like you, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it easy on them and have a child. So Prophet Zechariah alayhi salam was going through this. And then Prophet Zechariah decided to even take care of Maryam alayhi salam. When everybody was wanted to be, you know, the one who takes care of Maryam alayhi salam, Zechariah was the first one who said, I want to take care of her. And then he continues to make dua. And subhanAllah, Maryam alayhi salam was actually in the situation when Allah has responded to Prophet Zechariah's dua. Because every time he walks in her room, he finds her praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he finds a lot of food, foreign food. And Prophet Zechariah alayhi salam asked Maryam alayhi salam and said, where did you get this food from? And then Maryam alayhi salam said, it is from Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. She said to him with very, you know, she was confident. And she told him, Allah is the one who gives rizq. It means that Allah can actually give you this rizq in a form of a child. And then هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. Zechariah at this moment, he also made dua one more time. Oh Allah, give me this child. And that was the last time, that was the last dua of Prophet Zechariah. Right after this dua, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّ قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَى. Right after this, while he was praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels called Zechariah and told him, Allah is giving you good news. You will have a child with the name of Yahya. Subhanallah. The importance of this dua, by my experience, wallahi, has its magic for everyone who is going through the same situation, or anyone who is actually alone in this world. Rabbi la tadharni farda. This is the dua of today. Oh Allah, don't make me alone. For anyone who is even in a relationship but feels alone, or someone who is struggling with getting married, or someone who is struggling with having a child, wallahi, this dua has its magic. I remember a brother in New Jersey, about 4 years ago, he came up to me and told me that he got married and about 3 years now, and there is no hope to have a child. They went to the doctor, and he was, you know, hoping that the doctor gives them good news. And then the doctor finally, after a lot of back and forth with the doctors, finally they told his wife, there is no way you can have a child. So he told me, Sheikh, I invested everything I have. I invested most of my money, because my insurance doesn't cover all of this, and all of my efforts, and I'm just done with this. And he's even thinking about, you know, a divorce, so he can actually get married again and have a child. And he consulted some brothers, and they told him, actually, you should do this. Go ahead and you know, divorce your wife, get married again, so you have a child. And I told him, no. This is not the right nasiha. The right nasiha is, you took care of all of your means. You did everything possible. But you forgot about something very important. Rabbul Asbab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You forgot to actually knock the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you that child. You did not use this yet. SubhanAllah, Sheikh Yasser was giving a beautiful khutbah last Friday about this concept of tawakkul. I highly recommend you to watch it online if you didn't attend it here. So he took care of all of asbab, but he forgot Rabbul Asbab. And I told him, brother, make this dua. Rabbi la tadarni farda. Rabbi la tadarni farda. Make this dua. Over and over and over again, every night. You see how much effort you have put going to the doctors back and forth? Put the same efforts on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ask Allah and tell him, innaka sami'u du'a. You are the all hearing. You're hearing me. Because this is the same name that Prophet Zakaria used when he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the way, this is the etiquette of making du'a. We ask Allah by His beautiful names and attributes. Right? So he told him, innaka sami'u du'a. I told the brother, please make du'a. Wallahi al-azim, brothers and sisters, after 2 months, they went to the doctor because his wife didn't feel well in one day. They went to the doctor, they went to the pharmacy, they got, you know, the pregnancy test, and they found out that she's pregnant. And his wife didn't believe it. And he did not believe it. They went to the doctor, and they made sure that she's actually pregnant. Now he has a beautiful son, mashallah. He's actually 1 year old now, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and bless this family. Another situation, back in the day in Egypt, a dentist, 17 years, couldn't have child. 17 years. Wallahi al-azim, 17 years, did not have a child, and he gave up. And then, subhanAllah, my father this time gave him a piece of advice. He told him, brother, you've done everything. You have no hope. But why don't you just make this dua? Rabbi la tadarni farda. Oh Allah, don't make me alone. Wallahi al-azim, by Allah, after a few months, they got the news that his wife is pregnant. So, the ibrah, the reminder here, if you are already putting all of your efforts, and it's not working out, don't forget about Rabbul Asbab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make this dua the dua of Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam. Now, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who internalize this dua and use it inshallah ta'ala. Before I wrap up this beautiful khatira, I want to ask you, I actually got a pushback after my last khatira last week. A brother came up to me and told me, you promised us that you are actually going to give gifts for adults, and you did not, you know, fulfill your promise. So I told him, don't worry, I have a question for you inshallah. If you get it right, you will get a gift. And actually I got today black seed honey. That I got this honey from Yemen. This is very organic and great honey. So for whoever gets this answer right from the adults this time, he will get this, or she will get, inshallah ta'ala, this honey, bi-idhnillah. Now, I actually had a question in mind before salah, but subhanAllah, I forgot it. But I will come up with a different question, inshallah. So I said, in one of the surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, describing Prophet Zakaria's situation. So, Zakaria alayhi salam was talking to Allah, and he told him, Rabbi inni wahana al-azmu minni washta'ala al-ra'su shayba walam aku bidu'ai rabbi shaqiyya. In which surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this? Oh my God, I didn't know that all this jaliyah, this community are all huffaz, mashallah. So now another question. Yes, brother Hamid, you wanted to say something? So another question. According to Imam Qurtubi, who is the wife of Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam? These guys have very sharp memory, mashallah. Okay, so last question, and the first one who says it will get the honey. And sisters, please participate. Last question. Amina? Hanna? He already knew the question that I was about to ask. So let's have a deal. I'm going to end it here, and I will think about a good question for next khatira, inshallah ta'ala. Sorry? That's honey, will injure someone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our children, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who internalize the du'as of the Quran. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.